shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani channel, let's recite Salat على النبي together. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب
الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program called Nasheed Night. In this program, we mention Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of our Lord Azza wa Jal. We recite Nasheed, Na'at, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Manaqib, the praise of Awliya Allah also recited and mentioned. The good thing about this program is that we don't only listen various kalams in various languages, but also we try and explain in English language for our viewers. So be with us from start to end. Before we proceed towards our program's format, let me explain to you the format of the program is that various segments are in this program. So let's make also some good intentions by Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. He always reminds us as we are presenting this program, we make this intention, we'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, you will watch for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From start till end, it's a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us in this program. Inshallah, at the end of this program, you will not only soothe your heart through nasheed, through hamd, through the dhikr of Allah and His Habib alayhi salatu wasalam, but you will also learn many pearls of knowledge and wisdom too. Let's begin. Begin with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah azza wa jal. And today I take this opportunity to recite this hamd. You can all join with me.
La nabi da naam laye Allah nabi da Allah nabi da naam laye Allah nabi da Allah رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم لگدا تیرا اللہ ہر دم لگدا تیرا رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم لگدا تیرا اللہ ہر دم لگدا تیرا
رحمت ربنی
اللہ نبی نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا عدل کرے تا تھر تھر کمبر اچیاں شانہ والے مولا اچیاں شانہ والے عدل کرے تا تھر تھر کمبر اچیاں شانہ والے مولا اچیاں شانہ والے فضل کرے تا بخشی جاوڑ فضل کرے تا بخشی جاوڑ میں جہے مکالے اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا میں دیوان میرا مرشد اچھا اچھیاں دے سنگلائی یارو اچھیاں دے سنگلائی صدقے جاوائی نا اچھیاں کولو صدقے جاوائی نا اچھیاں تائی جن جیوی اصد نبھائی اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا لاش میری نو نا ہتھ لاڑا نا نہلاڑا نا کفناڑا نا دفناڑا جد تک پیر نہ آوے سونا جد تک یار نہ آوے آپ پڑے تکبیرہ میری صبر کرے تاہیرے صبر کرے تاہیرے پاگل وانگو رولا پاوے پاگل وانگو رولا پاوے نہ موتی نہ ہیرے اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی.
Respected viewers of Madani channel, you were listening a beautiful Punjabi kalam, and in this kalam what is said, rahmat da darya ilahi har dam vagda tera, rahmat da darya ilahi har dam vagda tera. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Sufiana kalam. This is see, the ocean has been brought into a bowl. In other words, such a beautiful couplet it is that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I just need one drop from the ocean of your mercy which is flowing. I just need one drop from that ocean of your mercy, I'll be sorted. Allah, what a beautiful ask this is from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can you imagine that just one drop from the ocean of mercy can sort our problems? It can give us salvation and we'll be all fine. And may we get that one drop from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the ocean of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And adil karein ta thar thar kamman uchiya shana wale. Oh Allah, if you do justice, then those who have honorable status before you also, they will also tremble before you, ya Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. But fazl karein ta bakhshe jaman main jahe muh kaale. But if you do fadl, if you shower your mercy upon us, upon me, then a person like me, a sinner like me, he will also be forgiven out of your immense mercy if it is showered upon. My dear Islamic brothers, this is what awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu. That's how they used to plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were very high in status, but yet they would be very down to earth when it came to present themselves in the court of our Lord Azza wa Jal, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And then another beautiful couplet here, which was, "Jis dil andar ishq na rachya," the heart which did not have love of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam in it. "Jis dil andar ishq na rachya kutte usthi change," then the dogs are better than that heart. Or that person who doesn't have the love of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, animal is better than him. Why? Allah, what a beautiful analogy, what a beautiful example the poet has brought here. Why? He gives the reason. "Jis dil andar ishq na rachya kutte usthi change malik de dar rakhi kar de sabir pukhe nange." Like if they guard the house of their owner, the dogs, they're always protecting, no matter if they've got any food, whether they have eaten or not, they yet guard. They don't have no clothes on, but that yet they guard the house, the duty, what they have, the sincerity they have got for their owner, the duty they have got for their owner. They do their job. Allahu Akbar. And Malik da dar niyo chhad de. They don't leave the house of their owner. Paun sao sao maro jutte. No matter how many times you hit them, they would come back to the court of the owner. What bulaya chal yaar manale nite bazi le gaye kut. Allahu Akbar. Let's mend your relationship with your Lord Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, these dogs will go ahead of you. This is what, my dear Islamic brothers, is a beautiful way to explain that we are also the humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also listen to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way the dog is so obedient to his owner, at least we, as Ashraful Makhluqat, we should also be obedient to our owner, to our Lord, to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, what will happen? As you've just heard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we understand our own self, purpose of our being, and we pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we become true, obedient, practicing Muslims. You're watching Nasheed Night and I've got my brothers with me. And before we go towards our Naat Khan brothers and we listen more Naats, let me remind you, we've got various segments in this program. Probably the very first segment, let's play that on the screen. What a couplet we've got for you today to guess and answer us. Let's do that first. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Subhanallah. Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam a gaya. Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam a gaya. So this is beautiful couplet from Salam of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, and commonly recited probably many masajid across the globe, alhamdulillah. So you can guess what is the right answer. What is the second verse of this couplet? Let's go towards our brother Naat Khan. Inshallah, so we have got hey Ismail bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Ismail, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. Welcome you again in our show. And what is the first nasheed you would like to recite for the viewers of Madani Shir, for all of us?
It's a nasheed by Ala Hazrat, Zarre Jharkar Teri.
Beautiful, MashaAllah, please.
Zarre Jharkar Teri zarre jhar kar teri pezaro ke taaj sar bante hain sayyaro ke zarre jhar kar teri pezaro ke taaj sar bante hain sayyaro ke humse choro pe jo چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم خلعت زربنے پشتاروں کے خلعت زربنے پشتاروں کے خلعت زربنے پشتاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پزاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر 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 ماتھے گھس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماتھے گھس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماتھے گھس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے صدقے جاؤں میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں طور بے طور ہے بیماروں کے طور بے طور ہے بیماروں کے طور بے طور ہے بیماروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے مجرموں چشمے تبسم رکھو 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 پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پزاروں کے جانو دل تیرے قدم پر وارے جانو دل تیرے قدم پر وارے جانو دل تیرے قدم پر کیا نصیبے ہیں تیرے یاروں کے کیا نصیبے ہیں تیرے یاروں کے کیا نصیبے ہیں تیرے یاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پزاروں کے کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا کیسے کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا بول پالے میری सरकारों के बोल बाले मेरी, सरकारों के बोल बाले मेरी, सरकारों के जर्रे झड़कर तेरी, पजारों के ताज सर बनते हैं, सैयारों के जर्रे झड़कर तेरी, पजारों के।
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Respective viewers of Madri Sharif, you were listening a beautiful kalam written by Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. And here, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that Zarre jhadkar teri paizaron ke, Zarre jhadkar teri paizaron ke, taaje sar bante hain sayyaron ke. Specks of dust that your footwear sheds become the crowns of honors on the planet's heads. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful tahayyul, you see. Thinking this is that the particles of the dust which kiss your blessed sandals, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, they become the crown of honor on the planet's head. They become stars. Allahu Akbar. Look at this tahayyul, look at this thought of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how beautifully he is depicting. And then further he says that mere aqa ka wo dar hai jis par, mere aqa ka wo dar hai jis par maathe ghis jate hain sardaron ke. Allahu Akbar. Us gali ka gada hoon main jis mein maangte tajdar phirte hain, maangte tajdar phirte hain. This is that street where Allahu Akbar, those who have crowns on their heads, they are beggars of that street. Allahu Akbar. The kings, they are the beggars of the streets of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, here, Al-Azad is saying, noble and exalted is the court of my master. Mere aqa ka wo dar hai, jis par maathe ghis jate hain sardaron ke, gets eroded. Here is the forehead of every leader. And then he says, Mere Isa tere sadke jaun, Mere Isa tere sadke jaun, taur be taur hain bimaron ke. Oh my miraculous leader, healer, may I be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. The condition of the sick has worsened. They are waiting for you. Now, here as a healer, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam as Isa, the healer, because Sayyidina Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam could cure the lepers, he could cure the born blind, and he could raise someone dead back to life with the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, subhanAllah, and he says, Mere Isa tere sadke jaun, Mere Isa tere sadke jaun, O miraculous healer, may I be sacrificed upon you. The condition of sick has worsened. They are waiting for you. Come, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and heal our bodies and souls. And then further, subhanAllah, it says, Mujrimo chashme tabassum rakho, Mujrimo criminals, Mujrimo sinners, criminals, chashme tabassum rakho, phool ban jate hain angaron ke, have hope in your eyes, keep cheer, burning embers are turned into flowers here. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, what a beautiful takhayyul, and what a hope. This is the quote of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, have hope that you will get the shafaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And then further it says, Jano dil tere qadam par vare, kya naseebe hai tere yaron ke. Now he praises the sahaba ikram, companions of Prophet Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. They laid down their lives and hearts at the feet of yours, Ya Rasulullah. Who? The companions, sahaba ikram. How fortunate, O Master, are the companions of your Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he specifically mentions the Khulafa'i Rashidun, the four elite ones. Sidqo, adlo, karamo, himmat mein. Sidqo, adlo, karamo, himmat mein. Char su shohre hain in charon ke. Char su shohre hain in charon ke. For truthfulness, justice, generosity, Allahu Akbar. And then the subhanallah, you see the bravery. Famous are these four in the directions forth. Everywhere these four, subhanallah, are famous due to their sidq, right? Their truthfulness. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an afdalul bashar ba'd al-anbiya, subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an sidq, in truthfulness. Allahu Akbar. And then the adl, when it came to do justice, then the name of Al-Faruq, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, he stands out. When it comes generosity, Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an's name in this specific speciality, in this one of the attributes he possessed, subhanallah, he stands out. And then in bravery and in himmat, subhanallah, shuja'at is Mawla Ali Mashkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. So these are the four, they stand out, subhanallah, the companions of yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then he says, Kaise aqaon ka banda hu raza, Kaise aqaon ka banda hu raza, Bol bale meri sarkaron ke. Raza is the slave of the noblest masters. May my masters reign, may they be prosperous. This is the beautiful kalam of Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, and this is his speciality. He can only write it, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night, and let's include another kalam, and we've got a couplet to complete. It should be on the screen when I say jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aaga. We have to complete the second line of this couplet. Hamare paas inshallah brother Ismail is with us, inshallah. Let's listen in the nasheed from him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad.
Phir ke gali gali taba thokare sab ki khaye kyun. Rukhsate qafila ka shor ghash se hame uthaye kyun. Rukhsate qafila ka shor ghash se hame saaye mein ہمیں جگائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے ستم یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے ستم خوب ہے قید غم میں ہم خوب ہے قید غم میں ہم کوئی ہمیں چھڑائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی سنگے در حضور سے ہم کو خدا نصب دے سنگے در حضور سے ہم کو خدا نصب دے جانا سر کو جا چکے جانا ہے سر کو جا چکے دل کو قرار آئے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی دیکھ کے حضرت غنی پھیل پڑے فقیر بھی دیکھ کے حضرت غنی پھیل پڑے فقیر بھی چھائی چھاؤنی چھائی ہے اب تو چھاؤنی حشر ہی آ نہ جائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی بار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو بار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو نصیب کو روئے جو اب نصیب کو چہرہ کہو گوائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فزو کرے خدا جان ہے عشق مصطفیٰ روز فزو کرے خدا جس کو درد کا مزہ جس کو درد کا مزہ ناز دوا اٹھائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی ہے تو رضا نرا ستم جرم پہ گر جرم پہ گر لجائے ہم کوئی بجائے سوز ہم کوئی بجائے سوز ہم ساز طرب بجائے کیوں صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد
وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو remarkable piece of writing by Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmat wa rahman. Al-Hazrat is saying phir ke gali gali tawa thokare sab ki khaye kyun dil ko jo aql de khuda teri gali se jaye kyun. Why should I wander from street to street while being treated with utter humiliation? If Allah Almighty grants wisdom to my heart, why should I leave your most sacred station? Why shall this heart leave your most sacred station? That would be the right translation. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the love of Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Subhanallah, how beautifully he is talking about his heart, that if my heart had this intellect, why would he leave your street, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And then, ruhsate qafila لاکشور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں, سوتے ہیں ان کے سائے میں کوئی ہمیں جگائے کیوں. Now, back in those days when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala visited Medina, right, there used to be a system, right, where they used to talk about, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And there was a lot of noise. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is saying, Rukhsate qafila kashor. Why shouldn't the clutter of the departing pilgrims, the noise of the departing pilgrims, wake me from the deep joyful condition. Allahu Akbar. I'm resting in peace in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sleeping. Why this noise is waking me up and saying, let's go back? Why the words of return am I hearing? Allahu Akbar. Why should anyone wake me up while I'm asleep under the shadow of his exalted station? My Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sote hain unke saaye mein koi hamein jagaye kyun, aur baar na the habib ko aalte hi ghareeb ko roye, jo ab naseeb ko chain kaho gawaye kyun. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, indeed felt no burden in nurturing the needy with compassion, right? To look after us with compassion. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had no burden whatsoever. Why now be weeping over your destiny when you have had the chance to stay there, but you left? Why did you cause your own destruction through your own hands? Allahu Akbar. This is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And then how beautifully he writes, Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa roz fuzoo kare khuda. He is saying the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, devotion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the soul of our iman. Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa roz fuzoo kare khuda, daily Allah Almighty grant it magnification, may it flourish, may it improve and increase further and further every day, because the love of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is actually indeed the soul of our iman, and our is indeed our soul itself. Without the soul, what will happen to the body? We'll die, isn't it? Subhanallah. Jisko ho dard ka maza naze dawa uthaye kyun? Subhanallah. Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa roz fuzoo kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza naze dawa uthaye kyun? The love of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed my soul daily. Almighty grant it magnification. Why should the one who loves this pain seek out any relief or desire medication? Okay, subhanallah. The one who has the taste in this pain of love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, why would he need medication? Why would he need medicine? Allahu Akbar. Why would he ask for this relief from the pain of love he possesses? And the love is love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who has the taste of this love, why would he want to get rid of this taste? By taking the medicine, by treating it. Jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, further he says, Ab to na rok ay ghani aadat sag bigad gai. Ab to na rok ay ghani aadat sag bigad gai. میرے کریم پہلے ہی لقمائے تر کھلائے کیوں؟ میرے کریم پہلے ہی لقمائے تر کھلائے کیوں؟ Oh my generous master, do not place any restrictions now. Don't stop now. For spoilt your dog has become due to your generosity. Because you're with ijz, with inkisari, Allahu Akbar, he says, because spoilt your dog has become due to your generosity. Oh my generous master, why then at the beginning did you feed me with a morsel full of nutrition? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this is the beauty, what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh is mentioning in the quote of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you have done so many favors upon me. Whatever I am because of your favors, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasallam. Whatever I am, it is because of your generosity, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your karam, your fadl, your blessings upon me. You have been providing me from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been giving me, Allah, but now don't stop, because my habit has become to take from your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And now, further, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has written so many beautiful couplets, but time does not permit us to carry on any further. There are so many other kalams to take. I would like to remind you, we have got a segment which is for you, that you have to complete a couplet that is on the screen. Jis taraf ut gayi dam me dam aagaya. Now we've got one segment to include, that is Qasida Burda, verses of Qasida Burda segment, inshallah. Let's include that and find out which couplet today we're going to discuss. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
We've got وَخَالِفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانَ وَعْصِيهِمَا وَإِنْهُمَا مَا حَضَاكَ النُّصْحَ فَاتَّهِمِ مَوْلَى يَا صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَمَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. Now, in this couplet which we have just seen on the screen and I just read before you, what does it mean? Mawsuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, oppose the self and shaitan and disobey them. Nafs and shaitan, disobey them. Oppose them. If they offer you advice, be suspicious of them, because their advice may not be good for you. Your nafs and your shaitan, they will misguide you. They will take you away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobey your nafs and shaitan, and do not listen their advice, because be suspicious in this regard, because they may misguide you. Inshallah, now we'll proceed towards our brother Ismail. I think it's your turn. Inshallah, that causes sunnah, inshallah.
Unki mehak ne dil ke goonche khila diye hai, unki mehak ne dil ke goonche khila diye hai, jis raah chal gaye hain, jis raah chal gaye hain, koonche basa diye دل کے جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جلتے بجا دیے ہیں جلتے بجا دیے روتے ہنسا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو ان کے نثار رنج میں ہو جب یاد آ گئے ہیں جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بلا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے ہم سے فقیر بھی اب پھیری کو اٹھ ہوں گے ہم سے فقیر بھی اب پھیری کو اٹھ ہوں گے اب تو غنی کے در پر اب تو غنی کے در پر بستر جما دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے آنے دو یاد بو دو اب تو تمہاری جانب آنے دو یاد بو دو اب تو تمہاری جانب کشتی تمہیں پہ چھوڑی کشتی تمہیں پہ چھوڑی لنگر اٹھا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے میرے کریم سے گئے قطرہ کسی نے مانگا میرے کریم سے قطرہ کسی نے مانگا دریا بہا دیے ہیں دریا بہا دیے ہیں دربے بہا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم جس سمت آ گئے ہو جس سمت آ گئے ہو سکے بٹھا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے گونچے کھلا دیے جس راہ چل گئے ہیں جس راہ چل گئے ہیں کوچے بسا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں سبحان اللہ respected viewers now his what does it mean His fragrance has caused the buds of my heart to blossom, which ever road he has traveled, tread upon. He has brought it to life. Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they used to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam through the fragrance of the streets. They would walk those parts where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had walked, and they would find Aka alayhi salatu wasalam. گزرے جس راہ سے وہ سید والا ہو کر ہو گئی ساری زمین عمبر سارا ہو کر سبحان اللہ Now, this is how Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan, they used to find Aka Kareem Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And what can you talk about the fragrance of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam? Those streets would start, subhanallah, see, would come into life, back into life, right? They would have that fragrance within them. سبحان اللہ ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آقا آزار اس کا کتنا تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے ہیں اٹس ناٹ ڈیفیکلٹ ایٹ آل فار یو یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیو لائف ٹو مائی ہارٹ ٹو مائی ڈیڈ ہارٹ You can bring it back to life, Ya Rasulullah. It's not hard for you. It's not difficult for you at all, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Ek dil hamara kya hai? Aur azar iska kitna? Tumne to chalte phirte murde jila diye hain. You have brought back to life the living dead. Allahu Akbar. Respectables, time is up. But kalams will never be finished. The madha of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not finish. That's all for today. We'll be back next week. But inshallah, before we leave, we will show you the answer of the very first couplet. We were asking you to give us the second verse of that. جی وہ شو کر دیں جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا اس نگاہ عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلامت سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد we'll be back next week انشاءاللہ عزوجل keep watching مدنی جن keep reciting صلات upon them صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نشید نائٹ New sheets fill the night, hearts delight, new shining.